We look at two big political announcements that took place in the state today. For months, the name of former Trek executive Mary Burke kept coming up as a possible Democratic candidate for governor. She made it official this morning in a video press release.
Also today, Wisconsin Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen said he won't seek a third term in 2014. Like it or not, the political season is officially underway for next year.
Mary Spicuzza is the state government reporter at the Wisconsin State Journal. She joins us to talk about these announcements. Mary, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having me.
Well, despite not having much of a political background, there was already considerable talk about Mary Burke entering the race before today. What do we know about her so far?
Well, we got an email promptly at 5 a.m. this morning. I was up with my daughter, and it popped up pretty early with a video message. She's been working with a PR spokesman, Joe Zepecki. You know, it's been widely speculated that she would be getting in the race, so I think people probably would have been more surprised if she decided not to run at this point. But she obviously has a name with Trek Bicycles, with school issues, and has been, it seems like she's been doing quite a bit of research about whether to get in the campaign, you know, over the last few months, and just made it official today. And then shortly, you know, it's kind of been a busy morning with about 4 hours later, J.B. Van Hollen announces that he is not running.
So, right.
Another quiet day in Wisconsin politics.
Well, she is not necessarily a stranger to state politics, though we just heard in our newscast that she was the Commerce Secretary under Governor Doyle. What kind of knowledge base does that bring for her in this campaign season?
You know, it's interesting because Republicans have seized on that. She was Commerce Secretary under Jim Doyle. She was not the only Commerce Secretary under Jim Doyle, but, you know, Republicans are trying to link her, saying that she's part of the failed policies of Jim Doyle, and we have gotten quite a series of press releases this morning from them calling her Madison Millionaire Mary Burke or out-of-touch Mary Burke. So they've certainly been, you know, not shy about putting out releases on her.
Well, in fact, it looks like the Republican Party of Wisconsin already took hold of the domain name MaryBurke.com.
Yes. Yeah, they did. So I guess that is, you know, I'm sure her campaign is probably kicking themselves for not getting that sooner. I believe she has Burke for Wisconsin.
Oh. Well, you know, one of the criticisms among Democrats of for example, the Republican Party and some big-time Republican candidates in the state is their ties to money. What might her millionaire status mean for supporters of the Democratic Party? Do you think it would reflect poorly on her in some way?
You know, I know that in the past some critics of Governor Walker have said that they don't think the Democratic candidate should just be someone who you know, has enough money to run against him, that money shouldn't decide politics. I think a lot of political observers say, well, money shouldn't decide politics, but when you're looking at campaign ads and literature and all of those things cost money, and Governor Walker is, you know, certainly has been able to bring in a large amount of political contributions, which we've seen in his campaign and in the recall election. So I don't think it will necessarily hurt her that she has money to spend. But yes, some Democratic critics have said, you know, this shouldn't just be about money.
Well, in August, Wisconsin Democratic Party Chairman Mike Tate said that if Burke jumped into the race, she would be an instant front runner. Do you foresee that that might be the case? I mean, is there any advantage to being the first to declare a candidacy within a party?
I think there is, and I think if there are people who are out there maybe thinking about it, who, you know, have less money, who don't have money of their own to spend on political races, I think that that would probably be a deterrent. But, you know, I think I don't think Senator Vinehout has said that she is not running. And I know that there had been some other names, although I have not heard of anybody, certainly not since Burke announced, saying that they're definitely going to run. So she could clear the field.
Yeah, we had just also heard in this newscast that Senator Vinehout hasn't backed away from her plan to announce sometime after the first of the year whether she's going to run. If there are any others waiting in the wings, what does Burke's announcement do for their timeline?
I think it moves it up because, you know, it really does feel like suddenly with her announcement and Van Hollen's announcement, it really does feel like we're back in campaign season which it's funny because it's only really been since, you know, I think a lot of us were doing election postmortems into December, and in Wisconsin that kind of seems like a long break from covering campaigns mm-hmm. after all of the recalls. But I think that it's going to put pressure on people to get in or get out.
Well, looking back at the recall, there were four Democratic candidates vying to challenge Governor Scott Walker in the recall. Does the Democratic Party want another primary this time around, or would they rather have a clear-cut, strong candidate to put forth from the get-go?
You know, I think there were probably, looking back, Democrats would look at some things that they did in the recall and kind of wish they had done things differently. And I think that certainly beating each other up in a primary might be a rough way to head in against Scott Walker, who's obviously had a lot of support among conservatives, a lot of financial contributions from conservatives, and burning a ton of money in a primary might not be what a lot of Democrats are wanting to do right now.
Well, let's move on to Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen. Many expected Mary Burke to announce her candidacy at some point, but we didn't necessarily expect Attorney General Van Hollen to say that he wasn't going to run for a third term. Did you see
not
any signs of this
on the same
coming?
Day either?
Yeah, right.
Right. You know, I guess there had been some speculation that he was not going to run, and you know, the Waukesha County District Attorney Brad Schimmel has said that he is very likely going to run and has been working with Darren Schmitz at Persuasion Partners looking into a run. So it makes me think that, you know, some people may have known that he was considering this, at least for a few weeks. But I don't think it was widely known that he wasn't going to run, and I think a lot of people are surprised by the news.
Well, if we were to have speculated into next year, would you have predicted that he would have been a strong candidate, or did you see that he might have been vulnerable as an incumbent?
Gosh, that is a very good question. I think certainly a lot of Democrats have not been happy with him over some of the policies that he has been charged with enforcing or defending in court, voter ID, Act 10. There's been an issue with Senator Leah Vukmir's records and the whole issue of public records and state open records requests. So I think that he has drawn a lot of criticism from Democrats, but certainly a lot of Republican statements today and Republicans have praised his work. So, you know, he may have been polarizing, but I don't necessarily know that. I think we're maybe just in a polarized time. So I don't know how strong of a candidate he would have been.
Well, and concealed carry was something that kind of came to pass, too, within the last few years. What do you think he'll be most remembered for?
I think that'll probably, again, depend on whether you ask a Republican or a Democrat that question. I think a lot of Democrats will say he was kind of accused him today, at least, of trying to suppress voters with voter ID or defending Act 10 in court. I think a lot of Republicans or supporters would say his efforts to crack down on child sex trafficking mm-hmm. or internet exploitation of children or clearing the DNA database. So again, I think it's pretty polarized with Republicans touting one set of accomplishments and Democrats criticizing some other things.
This is sort of a side note, but I believe he's also currently the head of the U.S. Attorneys General. So what happens to his term there?
I have not gotten an interview with him today. I'm waiting to hear back about whether I will or when I will get to interview mm-hmm. him, but it doesn't sound like it's going to be today, so I think I'll have to hold off on that question until I find out.
I'm sure he's fielding a lot of media inquiries today. So, well, as we mentioned in the intro, like it or not, the 2014 political season is underway now. What are you keeping a close eye on in the coming weeks?
I think we'll be keeping an eye on what other announcements we get or don't get from potential candidates for governor. I think we'll be checking in with the Waukesha County District Attorney and State Representative Chris Taylor about their possible plans for running for Attorney General. Representative Taylor did not say that she is officially in, but said that she was intrigued and would be talking with her family. The Waukesha district attorney said that he was very likely going to run and expected to make announcement in the next few days and had been talking with his family. So I think those races, we could get some news in the very near future. There's always the endless speculation about whether Governor Walker will be running for president, so I'm sure we'll be keeping an eye on that too. And, you know, I guess we can't assume that people will be running for re-election, so we need to kind of check around.
It's an exciting time. Well, Mary, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Mary Spicuzza is state government reporter at the Wisconsin State Journal.